Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who washes his hands even after using a towel, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. I am Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight. Great to have you with me on this Wednesday night here in the beautiful state of Wisconsin. We are broadcasting state live from downtown Green Bay at WGBW. That was fun. I always like having new guests on the show. I had never met Jay Finnerty, but he was fun to talk to. And I'm kind of behind on my hoops. Conrad, are you following all the college basketball this year?
Yeah, I'm trying to make a perfect tournament bracket, but, you know, it's never going to happen. But
not with that attitude.
I think just spending time actually looking at stats and stuff could help me a little bit.
Okay. I do the bracket. I don't even know who. I just.
Whatever, like, team's name, yeah, sounds cooler.
Exactly. It's like, yeah, they used to be good. Maybe I'll vote for them.
I always used to do the Wisconsin thing. It's just like, oh, the Badgers are in this year. They're going all the way. They're winning.
Just because you want someone to cheer for. That's, exactly. That's what I do too. Yeah, exactly. Tonight's question is, do you have a film or a song that transports you back to a time in your life? We have some great texts so far. Keep those texts coming, folks. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or you can text us on the app. We are on statewide, so just click on any station, and there's a little text icon, and you can let us know what takes you back. What film or song? Got some texts here on the stream. Cartoon, Mr. Magoo. Well, that's interesting. Stacy says Mr. Magoo takes her back to childhood, I would assume. Jason says, good evening, everyone. Good evening, Jason. Christy Barlamet says, hi. She was just here and I missed her text while she was here. Jason says, go Speed Racer. That might be an inside joke between he and Christy, but,
that's a movie that reminds me of my childhood though.
Right? Speed Racer.
Yeah.
Was it good
when I was younger? Yeah. Okay. Rewatching it? No.
Yeah.
Rewatching. That's why I don't watch rewatch movies that I really liked when I was younger. Cause they usually don't turn out as good as they were.
Yeah, it's sad when things don't hold up and you kind of want them to. I still got to read this again. Mark from Prairie du Sac in the 608. Mark from the Sack. I love that. He said three times The Lady by the Commodores. Made him think of his college girlfriend, Brenda. From the 920, is this Civic Media? Yes, I guess I didn't have to read that. Mark, again, from the Sack. This is my call sign, as it were. It's interesting how some songs call us back. Other songs, other people of times and past. Some sweet, some bittersweet. That is absolutely true. And then from the 920, in 1978, I was 16. I went with my older sister and two older brothers to see the new movie Animal House at the Bay Theater in downtown Green Bay, up the street from you, now the Meyer Theater. I didn't know the Meyer Theater had a past previous to the Meyer Theater. That's interesting. All four of us never hung out together, especially with my sister, and it was the first time I was allowed to go to an R-rated movie by my parents that I didn't sneak into. Very devious texture here. Back then, there was little or no intel or ads about films before you stepped into the movie house. The place was packed and the audience laughed wildly out loud throughout. I felt like I had just learned all about college life I'd not previously known. We still talk about it to this day, and it's one of the only movies I've gone back and watched more than once. That is Patrick from the 920. Patrick, that is a great narrative, my friend. Thank you for sharing that. It's interesting. I want to get Anya Esther's take on this too when she joins the show, because Animal House, did you see it, Conrad?
Yeah.
What did you think?
It's just a great funny movie.
Okay.
I mean, I think it's just more of comedy value to anything.
Okay. My son didn't love it. He liked it. He didn't love it. So I don't know if it's dated or if I just remember it differently. Conrad's dad chimed in from the 920. Steve says, whenever I hear a song by the Jackson 5, the Osmonds, or the Beatles, it brings back good memories with my brother and sisters back in the early 70s. Singing along to the songs with our babysitter. Oh, that's a great memory. This question is doing exactly what I wanted it to do tonight.
Definitely.
Transporting us all back. And now we have to find out if Anya Esther has a memory from a song or a movie. She's getting ready. Look at her, Conrad. Look at her in the stream. Anya, welcome.
Hi.
How are
you? Good to see you, Pete.
Good to see you,
I'm
too.
Good. I'm good. I had the exact same connection issues that I had the last couple times I've tried getting on your show. My Wi-Fi does not want to receive your signals, Pete. Mm. I don't know what that's about, but I'm on mobile data from my phone. So we will make do.
That totally works. Do you have a song, Anya, or a movie that takes you back to a time in your life, makes you nostalgic?
You know, I was sitting here listening to some of these great answers. And for me, I think I have so many because I tend to find a song and really like it and then listen to it on repeat, like daily, and then burn out of it. So there's moments, there'll be like little sets of songs, and this one's so specific, but there's one example, Broadway musician Joe Icons, that's his name, put out an album, and on it somewhere is a song called The Rules to Success. And it's like a really dark, it's very bright sounding, but it's really about how all of your business partners will eventually turn their backs on you, so you may as well just commit violent crimes. I don't know why it was suggested by Spotify. And it reminds me, I can see myself walking from my sophomore year of college math class to my film classes, which were sheer across UW-Milwaukee's campus. I don't know. That's the one that immediately came to mind for me. So weirdly specific. I know.
That
but when
is
am
great.
I not weirdly specific?
No, and that's listen, the details and like in Patrick's story, going to the movie and his siblings together when they weren't ever really together and having that moment and that memory. I mean, movies and music provide background and background noise and soundtracks to our lives. And that's what's so beautiful about them. And I always tend to have like moments where there's something new in my life, whether it's I went to high school or college or moved to LA, moved back to Wisconsin, what songs were on the radio then. And it's just, it's so great when those songs come on and they can just take us back to those moments. I just love that. That's a great answer though.
Yeah.
Hey,
good
to see you.
It's good to see you. And I'm happy to finally say I've seen a movie since I saw you last.
Yes, I knew you had it in you.
I could do it. I can watch movies.
What did you see?
Well, you know, I'm here to talk about seeing U2. I got my Octoon Baby U2 shirt on that we picked up in Vegas. But we also, so we went to the Sphere to see U2, but I also dragged my partner to see the Darren Aronofsky film that he created for the Sphere. So I've seen a concert there, which used a lot of visual effects on the Sphere. And I've also seen now the film on the Sphere that uses non-film effects. Pete, I'll leave it up to you. What do you want to hear about first? Choose your own adventure.
Okay, let's go. Because I have a U2 story too. Let's go with the film first and then we'll do the concert.
Perfect. So the film is called Postcard from Earth. It's made by Darren Aronofsky. You may know him of Black Swan is the one that always comes to mind for me, but I know he's done something more recent. He didn't do Babylon, did he? I can't think of it.
Let me Google him because I know his name. I just can't. I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not placing it.
I'll preface this by saying that because of some interesting directorial decisions he made on the set of Black Swan, I am not the biggest Darren Aronofsky fan.
Okay.
With that in mind, the film Postcard from Earth, it's 50 minutes. It is a narrative, but it utilizes a lot of documentary style footage. Story in brief is essentially two humans from Earth. They got to go bring life to otherwise dead planets because, oops, we kind of killed Earth with all the polluting and stuff. But there's this postcard. A postcard from Earth. And it's all these wonderful images of life on Earth. It's nature, microscopic things made to be, of course, the size of this huge, huge dome that you're viewing it on. At one point, there's a praying mantis you see at about 40 feet tall.
Oh, wow.
And while the narrative elements and they did some animation to make the narrative parts make sense, you know, they got to get a spaceship and fly off of Earth. Those parts are weaker, in my opinion.
Okay.
But the documentary footage, Pete, I was really hoping the whole film would be this. there's a point where an elephant walks up to the dome, and I really truly understand now what those French people felt when they saw that film of the train coming into the station, and they were like, Sacre bleu, it's going to run us over. I always thought, you know, I want to experience movie magic like that. I yeah. want to be afraid for my life, in a, you know, watching a movie like, oh my goodness. And I really, really, really was watching the documentary footage of Postcard from Earth. Those parts were movie magic. Incredible.
So the film was to go like to be hand in hand kind of with the concert. And it's a commentary on life on Earth.
Yes, not to go hand in hand with the concert. You have to remember the Sphere is its own independent venue. Think of it just like any other venue that can host both a movie showing and a concert. The movie was, however, made for the Sphere. It is in 18K, 1.8K wow. resolution. Like I said, it's 50 minutes long. It's a narrative, but it utilizes documentary footage. There is nowhere else on Earth that you can view this film, and it is the only screen on Earth made for this film. Imagine, I imagine it might be like, and I don't think I was alive when IMAX was invented, or I was young enough, I don't remember it.
Yeah.
But imagine there being only one IMAX theater on Earth, or one planetarium-style theater on Earth. That is this with the Sphere, because the Sphere goes beyond what any of these other planetariums or theaters are doing. It's really a custom bespoke experience. And it costs a custom bespoke price. I will say that it was about the cost of seeing a concert, this 50-minute film. The popcorn price hits you in the knees too. But I, as a film person, it was worth it for me.
That's a phenomenal review. You sound like you have your memory right there. You're nostalgic for what you just experienced. That's so great.
You know, I actually am. Yeah, I miss Vegas a little bit. It's a little cold here now.
Yeah. I want to hear more about Vegas, and we'll pick it up with you too. That's coming up next with Anya Esther, and I read more of your text. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back. Got a few more texts here about our question tonight, which it is still, you still have time to get in on the fun. Do you have a film or song that transports you back to a time in your life? And just really fun answers tonight. This is Andrew from the 630. Andrew from Verona says, song is Journey's Don't Stop Believin'. Movie, Big Lebowski, mostly brings back memories of my college roommates. We'd drink all night and either end the night singing to Journey or passed out on the couch watching Lebowski. I bet a lot of people have that memory. That's a great text, Andrew. Thank you. From the 262. I was at U2's last show. Anya, this one is for you. I was at U2's last show at the Sphere. It was fantastic. The band sounded great, and the Sphere is a marvel of lights, sound, and rumble seats. Also, there were several celebrities in attendance, Dave Grohl, Chris Martin, Adele, Jill Biden, and my favorite, Neil Finn, who did a long-distance collaboration from New Zealand with the band on Don't Dream It's Over. That's from John in Milwaukee. Boy, these texts are phenomenal tonight. And I got one more here, also from John in Milwaukee. It's just a repeat.
It's the same, I think.
Yeah, that is. All right, so was that your experience, Anya?
Well, actually, I have to say that last text was so much my experience that I feel as though I was seated next to Mr. John from Milwaukee.
What are the odds of that?
Surely there's no way. But he is right. He stole my thunder a little bit.
Uh-oh.
But he is right. There were an incredible number of celebrities. Adele was there. Of course, she's wrapping up her residency, I believe. Oh, don't quote me. I think she's at the Venetian or Caesars. No, Caesars. That's where she's at.
Oh, she does Weekends with Adele.
Yeah, she does. She does Weekends with Adele. That's what it's called. She just comes in a Friday through Sunday. And of course, their last show was a Saturday night.
Oh,
so she popped by.
Nice.
And Chris Martin was there on his birthday. Dave Grohl was there. I think Dave was actually in the suite seats right below where we were. So I was proximate, just above him, maybe.
Wow.
And yeah, Joe Biden was there. So an incredible, incredible group of folks. And of course me just in the mix.
That is so great. Did they do Streets Have No Name? I'm assuming they did.
Yes. Yes, they did. It took me a second to remember. Yes. And I'm so glad that they did. I've been learning a lot about you two, and I want to hear what show you went to and what your experience was. Of course, my partner, John, is a huge U2 fan and had me watch. We chose to watch together the footage of the Zoo TV tour. And of course, there's a lot of references to that. And through that, I learned about U2's time in South America and what Streets Have No Name is about. And the woman seated next to us, she didn't speak a lot of English, but she knew every U2 lyric.
Oh,
and
nice.
When they performed The Streets Have No Name, which, you know, I don't quote me again, but it's somewhat about their time in these places where, of course, the streets don't have names. They're just roads that you know.
Right.
She was, I mean, real, and I mean this with love, not in like, oh my gosh, she was screaming these lyrics and gesturing to Bono. It was just her and him in there, really.
Oh my gosh.
And I have chills talking about it. It really was the most amazing experience.
That is really cool. So my story is, and I feel like I just told this recently, so I'll give you the abbreviated version, but a friend of mine came to my dorm room when I was a student at DePaul University. He says, "Hey, we got an extra ticket tonight for the concert." I go, "What are you going to see?" U2. This is the Joshua Tree album. I knew U2.
Nice.
I liked them, but I wasn't like, you know, insane about them, but he talked me into it. $20 was the ticket. So,
oh man,
I go to see them at the Rosemont Horizon in Chicago, and it was
nice. It
was phenomenal because the song "Pride in the Name of Love" is about Martin Luther King, and when
yes.
they play it live, it is like spiritual. It is so cool. And I came back just as the song was starting, and there was this old black usher. He was jamming and dancing. And I ended up high-fiving him, and he gave me a big hug. He was it was the same thing. Like, it was just him and you two. But
yes.
that ended up being one of the most fun nights of my life because I had so much fun with my friends, and the Bodines opened for them.
Nice!
And I had never heard of the Bodines.
Waukesha band?
Yeah, they had just won the Artist of the Year from Rolling
nice.
Stone magazine, I think, and they're opening for you two. So I got to introduce to a band who I later got to know, the Bodines, and love them. And U2 is just, they're just U2. And they were a spectacle even back then. But the Sphere, I can't even imagine what you saw. They're a show.
I have some footage and some photos I'm happy to share. Of course, over radio, I'll try to describe it.
Yeah.
The only words that make sense is, as soon as that Sphere turns on, you cease to know where that wall was anymore. You could be floating in space with flashing text. Of course, they did a great homage to their use of TV screens during the Zoo TV tour. And there's points where on the Sphere where text that seemed like a wall that was flat up against you will suddenly rush in towards your face. And again, like the elephant, like some of these other images in Darren Aronofsky's film, we were kind of sitting there gripping our seats like, whoa, they gave Bono the ability to hit back now. What's happening?
Oh, wow.
At one point, a wall of code begins to crawl up the Sphere, and you're watching it go up, and it simply does not stop. I can't think of what song has reference to Jacob's Ladder in it, but it was a great deal like, you're just looking up, and truly, they have exited the Sphere somehow. This wall of code is rising up to space. And at one point, the Sphere disappears, and we see the Las Vegas skyline as it would be, as though the Sphere were transparent. and then they proceed to demolish the strip in front of you, leaving only the desert as it was thousands of years ago.
Oh my
Pete, gosh. You gotta get out there, man. It's crazy. And the next band is the Grateful Dead. Our own Dr. Johnny Lupinacci of Busted Pencils has tickets. I'm very jealous. I cannot imagine what he's gonna see. I wish there was a way to keep experiencing the U2 show even though it's over, because it was just, oh my gosh, it's so good. I hope they release it in VR or something like this, because seeing is believing, man. And
that
it was
cool.
Magic.
Well, we did recently our favorite Super Bowl halftime show. They did the Super Bowl halftime show, I think in 2001 or 2002. And it was just, Streets Have No Name to me is like one of my favorite all time songs. And it's just, they're so much fun. Can I ask you how much the tickets were?
So I'll say it with this caveat. My partner is a longtime member of U2's fan club. And because of that, he was rewarded with first dibs at tickets. We did, before taxes, pay about $500 a seat.
Wow.
And I'll let you know. So we saw them Saturday. I also looked into getting tickets for Friday. I thought maybe some rush tickets. No way. General admission somewhere between 1,000 and 2,000 the week of. And those suites I talked about that Adele and Dave Grohl were in start at $50,000. But you and your closest 27 friends can enjoy the Sphere with a partially blocked view of the screen. It's not worth it, guys. But our tickets were.
Hey, can you hang for just a couple more minutes after the break?
I'd love to.
Oh, yes. You're the best. This is working out so well because of what our question is tonight. So this is just perfect. So thank you. We'll be right back with more Anya Esther. Jorge Reyna coming up later to talk about Mad Unity, which takes place right after this show. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwab on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Just another night, another vision of love. You feel joy, you feel pain, cause nothing will be the same. Just another night, it's all that it takes to understand the difference between lovers and fakes. So baby, I talk.
Funny Mike's Madison-based comedian Mike Mercury will be here to discuss a date he has coming up in Brilliant, Wisconsin, Friday night. And TV host Mike Siegel, Los Angeles-based Mike Siegel, will be here. He hosted If Walls Could Talk and Movie Break on TBS. And I'm going to give him a Simpsons quiz tomorrow, so that'll be fun. During the break, Anya was dancing. You have that post-concert glow where I can tell it just happened and you still really feel the music, because you immediately started like dancing to U2 to Streets Have No Name.
I was also jamming. Thank you, by the way, Conrad. Conrad very kindly took, I've never called into a radio station to request music before, so it's funny to work for one and get to request music. So thank you for playing Throw My Arms Around the World and Don't Dream
House.
It's Over for me.
Yeah.
I needed those because we didn't touch on that. They recorded a track at this concert too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they've recorded this cover of Don't Dream It's Over by Crowded House with Neil Finn on vocals over some sort of secure connection. I don't know, fancy Zoom of some sort. For the widow, as a gift, an homage to the widow of Alexei Navalny, Russian journalist whose death was, happened in Russia. They've been recording music, I guess, for Alexei during his time in imprisonment. Of course, the song Don't Dream It's Over. Just look at the lyrics.
It's so good.
But now that, of course, his death has been revealed, they are re-recording it for his widow. And so they recorded it that night in the Sphere. And outside of the very, very sad circumstances surrounding it, I have to say I'm a little stoked to say that I'm on a recorded track with you two, Dave Grohl, Adele, Chris Martin, and of course, Dr. Jill Biden. I'm quite excited to announce that I'm a recording artist with
you. It was a collaborative effort. And you did your part. And I think that's what we need to focus on here.
That's exactly it. Thank you, Pete.
You're
for getting
welcome.
To the heart of it. Yes.
So my guest is Anya Esser. She is the producer of the Maggie Dawn Show here at Civic Media. How's it going? How is Maggie doing with her new show? She's so great.
We've had just a great couple of shows. I did Monday through Wednesday with her last week and then, you know, snuck off to Vegas for a few days.
Yeah.
But we're back to Wednesday of this week. We've had an amazing number of guests. If you haven't listened to the past 3 days, check them out or join us tomorrow from 2 to 4 because she's hitting all the big topics somehow. And with this 2-hour block, she actually gets to take a breath and unpack some of it.
Yeah.
It's really very magical.
That's so great. I bet it's got to be fun for you too, going to work every day. You got such a good gig there and you do such a great job for Maggie. So keep up the great work.
Well, thank you. And it is great to know, you know, I get into work and it's like, oh, who's my coworker? Oh, it's just this awesome lady who used to be a boxer and she took down Enron and the opioids and all these things. You know, I feel pretty safe at work when she's around. So it's very nice. Yeah.
I am glad Conrad has never boxed. I don't need that threat hanging over my head here, you know, and he thinks
it's the other way. Conrad should be very thankful that you don't know how to box. Imagine being on the ones and twos for somebody who can throw a left hook. It can be intimidating.
Well, I've boxed, but I still don't know how to box. So that should put Conrad as Eddie. So,
did you have to act as a boxer?
I never had to act as a boxer. I don't even think I could have done that well. So, hey, keep up the great work, Anya. Come back and talk to us again. Keep us posted. I got four Springsteen tickets, by the way, for Wrigley Field last summer for my wife, my two kids, and me. They let me tag along. Under $500. So
the boss puts on a great concert for an even greater price.
Man.
He was my first ever concert.
Yeah. 3 hours and people complain about the prices. It's really the ticket brokers that mess everything up because those are reasonable.
That's right.
We had great seats. I mean, but $500 for you too. I'd probably pay that just to see them one more time. But thank you very much for the update. That was so fun.
Yeah. See you guys around.
All right. See you later, Anya. That's Anya Esser. Giving us a full report. We got some more texts here. Our question tonight, if you want to get in, we got a few more minutes left here. Jorge Rain is coming up in just a few minutes to tell us what's coming up on Mad Unity in the Madison area following this show. And one of our texts, I love this. This texter says, from the 608, Rico from Rock County says, I just want to say for those listeners out there who haven't given Mad Unity a chance, please do so. You won't regret it. I've actually really, really begun to look forward to these shows every Wednesday. You might even find you can still dance. Well, that's optimistic. But I agree. Mad Unity is a great show. Jorge will be along in a few minutes and tell us what's coming up. From the 262, this is John in Milwaukee again, Esther's partner, who says, when I originally looked into buying tickets for U2 at the Sphere months ago, the price for single tickets were in the quadruple digits. I told her we couldn't afford to go. She ordered me to keep looking. Thankfully, the fan club gave us a chance to buy tickets at face value. That is great. And I'm so glad. I got to look and see where this concert is going. I might have to see that because some of these bands, you just don't know how many concerts they have left in them. I'm not even a concert guy. But for the icons, I just want to go and I want to see them. This is from the 414, Jack from Merrimack. The John Denver song, I'd Rather Be a Cowboy, always hits my heartstrings. I first heard it a few weeks after the first woman I ever really loved had left town to pursue her goals. When I hear the words, I love her just enough to let her go, I'm brought back to that time because that's what happened. Jack from Merrimack. Jack, I hope you are not shedding a tear right now. I hope enough time has gone by where you can appreciate the song, but I totally get that. And finally, Stacy on the stream says, I remember growing up, a group of neighborhood friends from the early 70s were together sitting in a circle. We were playing Spin the Bottle. And one of the girls was playing the guitar singing Leaving on a Jet Plane. Whoa, two John Denver songs. I don't think that's ever happened before in talk radio that someone referenced two John Denver songs within minutes. Leaving on a Jet Plane is a great song. Remade so many times. Peter, Paul, and Mary remade it. We'll ask Jorge if any of his musicians could put a cool put a cool groove to leaving on a jet plane. As I mentioned, coming up on tomorrow night's show, two funny guys named Mike. I don't think that's ever been done in radio either. You know, Conrad, let's bring in Jorge. I want to talk to Jorge and see what's happening next. And I want to ask him, because we tried to get him on the show the last 2 weeks, but I dropped the ball. So I'm glad he's finally with us. Jorge, welcome to Nightlight. How are you, buddy?
Hey, how are you, Pete? I'm doing great. And I think we both dropped the ball. There was a lot of confusion going on at the time, you know, just with for me anyway, too. So
no,
it wasn't all you.
No, you're working. You told me you had to go to bed because you're overworked. I was like, well, that's a pretty doggone good excuse. So yeah. No worries at all.
I had to take
all.
A nap before my show. and shout out to Rico, if you're listening. I said thank you for writing such a nice text. We enjoy having him on our show. It's like way past his bedtime, and he typically hangs through all the way to midnight. So,
oh, that's so cool.
If he can do it.
That is so cool. So, Jorge, I got to ask you first. Our question tonight, we've gotten such cool answers. I shared a memory before about COVID, and when my family, we were locked in the house for a while, a few months, and we watched this movie called Spencer Confidential. Not a great movie. Mark Wahlberg was the star, but it was just like one of those moments, like we're all here together watching a movie. We didn't think we'd be there at that point in time. It was just a good memory. So our question is, do you have a film or song that transports you back to a time in your life and makes you feel nostalgic? Do you have one of those?
Oh, I mean, there are quite a few. I mean, there's just songs, there would be too many. But off the top of my head, for some reason, it's... Have you ever seen The Motorcycle Diaries?
Oh, yeah.
It's the movie about, like, Che's big adventure, you know, like, in, you know, from South America, and he's a doctor, et cetera, et cetera. For some reason, that one's coming to mind because it's, as far as films go, it really brings me back to just my heritage, you know, as a Guatemalan.
Yeah.
And just like when I still watch it, it's on my, you know, Apple, you know, library or whatever. I own it, quote unquote, as much as you can own something you pay Apple to keep on their servers. But, you know,
yeah
I still watch it from time to time. And the soundtrack is amazing. And it's just a great movie.
I have that. It's funny. I've never seen that, but that's kind of one of those movies that comes up periodically in conversation. I'm like, oh, I got to see that. So now you said that, and I'm writing it down. Apple TV.
Yeah,
okay.
And it's Gael Garcia Bernal. He's like, you know, just he's been in a lot of really, like, you know, kind of crossover movies.
Oh,
like,
he's a great actor. Yeah.
So, for some reason that came up to me just now, because it does make me feel. You know, when it came out, it was, you know, it was living in LA actually.
Yeah.
And so as
2004.
Far as like, yep. Being in just kind of takes me back to,
that's so
to
cool.
certain places.
That's great. That's a great one too. All right. So have you ever seen U2 in concert?
I have not. Yeah. No. And you know what? I kind of missed the U2, boat. Like I was, you know, when I got here, I don't know, I never really embraced them. I was more into Tool and those kinds of crazy bands, okay. Like Rage Against the Machine. But this fear is something though, like hearing on, I've seen the videos online and it's, you know, when Tool plays this fear, I'm for sure there. I'm like, no matter the cost, I'll sell plasma or whatever you have to do to,
they're
to
a
get
band.
Extra cash.
I would see them and I would see, I've never seen Rage Against the Machine. Tom Morello plays with Springsteen a lot though. And he's just like cool charisma. He just like embodies cool, you know?
Yeah, no, they were, I saw them in high school because they came to play at Pitzer College at the Pitzer Pit. And it was like, you know, this was like 93, 92.
Nice.
And they were just nutty then. And then I saw them at Coachella. They were even more nutty there. It was crazy. They're a crazy band.
So
or they were, I guess.
you had, this is a show I was really interested in, and I did not listen to it, but the way you're promoting it, I was like, I want to listen to part of this. And I leave right from here and drive back to where I live, and my cell coverage is spotty. So it was DJ Colette. How did that show go?
Oh, it was fun. Well, we were promoting her song. You know, she was really gracious to give us her, you know, like one of her songs before it was released. And so we,
nice,
you know, we played it a couple of times just to, you know, like one of the things we're trying to do with the show is promote, you know, like, well, local producers and DJs. And she's from Chicago originally. And her and DJ Heather are sort of like, you know, just legends in Chicago and great producers, great DJs to watch live. So she's actually coming to Madison.
Oh, nice.
I think it's April 12th, if that's a Friday. Whatever Friday falls in the middle somewhere. Okay. So, you know, we're and the guy that was spinning that night is part of the, you know, the crew jams that puts on those parties here.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're trying to tie it in. Like tonight, there's also a house music collective from Madison is joining us. They're taking over the whole 2 hours.
Oh, nice.
The Pantheon Collective. Yeah. And so FNU, she's been on our show before. And so she's putting these DJs together. They're trying to promote house music and they do a good job. Like if you go to their shows, they're just crazy. They're fun to watch and dance to. So
that's
we're
so
looking
great.
Forward to having them tonight. I'm just gonna chill in the production booth today and
let them
around.
Take it away.
Yeah, they're just like, just don't break anything, guys.
Between your show and Max Inc., I mean, it's so cool what Civic Media is doing with live music and live performers in the studio.
Yeah, it's fun. Like Kaylin Cole, she's a local Wisconsin artist. She was here this Saturday.
Yeah.
I don't know if you got to listen, but if you can listen to the archive, she's great. She was one of the first artists I saw in the Devil's Lair at Max Inc.
Right.
And she was back and, you know, just it's great to have a platform where we can just promote local people, you know, and just give them a chance to be heard out there. We're, you know, it's exciting.
That's so cool. I know I love having live performers here too. And it just, I don't know, it just brings a different element. It's so cool.
You have a lot more space than we do in the back there.
Yeah, it's not too bad, huh? Come on up anytime. We'll have a sleepover. Well,
yeah, I plan on it. I kind of have to because we're doing some promotions with you guys.
Absolutely. Jorge, thanks so much for your time tonight and have a great show tonight. Let's make this more of a habit, all right?
Yeah, I'll come by anytime you want.
All right, thanks, Jorge. Have a great night and a good show. All right, so stick around for Mad Unity coming up in the Madison area right after Nightlight. When we come back, we'll put some final thoughts on the Big Lebowski anniversary and read any lingering texts about tonight's question. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to Nightlight. Winding down tonight's show. So great to hear from all of you tonight that texted us and shared your memories of a movie or song that took you back to a certain time in your life. If you want to get a text in quickly before we exit out of here, you can at 855-752-4842. My son just reminded me of the song from Oasis, Wonderwall, that I was playing the other day. Conrad, what did that album come out? Was that the anniversary or was it Noel Gallagher's birthday or something like that?
I honestly can't remember now.
Well, I'm playing the song and he's like, oh, Dad, this is a great song. And he's moving soon. So he's like, whatever it was about that song, he called attention to the fact that it just like oozes nostalgia. And I agree. I was staying with my friend Paul Gilmartin when I was looking for a place to live out in California years and years ago, and that song was on all the time. So, of course, whenever I hear it, I think of that. And now I'm going to think of my son saying that to me. So the Oasis song Wonderwall is up there on my list now, too. I don't even like the Gallaghers. They seem like kind of jerky guys. So I wish I liked the band better, but pretty much all of Springsteen's songs to me are nostalgic. I have some Bodine's songs that I remember. My wife and I had our first dance to the song Good Things. We learned how to do a rumba dance, and we danced to Good Things at our wedding. So many great songs, so many great movies that provide such great soundtracks to our lives. And that's what we try to celebrate here every night on Nightlight. And it's so nice to have all of you along for the ride. So, Conrad, I think we need to get another Big Lebowski clip in here before we get out of here. Since this is the anniversary of the day the film dropped in 1998, why don't we go? Let's do the limo clip. This is in this clip, the actual Big Lebowski has charged Jeffrey Lebowski, the dude, with finding his wife who is missing, who really kidnapped herself. And the dude did not deliver the money, and he could be in some trouble. Here's the clip.
It's no argument.
Hey, careful, man. There's a beverage here, huh?
Start talking and talk fast, you lousy bum.
We've been frantically trying to reach you, dude.
Where is my damn money, you bum?
Well, I don't...
They did not receive the money, you nitwit! They did not receive the money! Her life was in your hands!
This is our concern, dude.
No, man, nothing is f***ed here.
Nothing is
f***ed. No, man.
The damn plane has crashed into the mountain!
No, man, come on. Who are you gonna believe? Those guys are... We dropped off the damn money.
We?
I. The royal we. You know, the editorial. I dropped off the money exactly as per... Look, man, I've got certain information, all right? Certain things have come to light, and, you know, has it ever occurred to you that instead of, you know, running around blaming me, you know, given the nature of all this new shit, you know, this could be a lot more... complex. I mean, it's not just, it might not be just such a simple, you know?
What in God's holy name are you blathering about?
The dude was supposed to drop off the briefcase to the kidnappers by himself, but he brought John Goodman's character, Walter Sobchak, who was a little crazy and messed everything up. So when he says, we dropped the money off, and the Tom Huddleston's character says, we, and the Lebowski says, the royal we. That was Jeff Bridges, Philip Seymour Hoffman, and David Huddleston. A great scene from the Big Lebowski in the limo. Did we learn anything tonight, Conrad? I feel like, you know,
I think that you could have played the dude.
You know what? It's funny you should say that, because no one has ever said that. But I think I could have. I think that should be our next thing. I'll have to go to the archives, the Schwabba archives, and pull out like old clips I have of me interviewing people and auditioning for stuff. Because there's some fun stuff in there. I think I have some Lebowski stuff. So you auditioned.
Okay. So I wasn't totally off.
No. Yeah, you were right on point. And I'll try to, maybe before the end of the week, I'll try to find that. But I will tell you this. There's some pretty historic stuff happening this week on Nightlight. This is the week of twos. Monday night, we had two redheads. That's never been done before in radio. Two redheads on the same show, two gingers, Chip Chinnery and Rich Brown. Was that just Monday? Or was that last week? What am I talking about?
Was it?
It's when Rich accidentally dropped the F-bomb.
That was last week.
Okay. That was last week. All right. It might as well have been this week, though. That's the week of twos. Two redheads. Tomorrow night, we got two guys named Mike on the show. I challenge you to show me in the history of radio when two guys named Mike have ever been on the same show. I'm not going to give you money or anything. And then tonight, we had, within minutes, two texters shared a memory and a John Denver song. And that was pretty cool. Two John Denver songs provided very special moments in someone's life. So that was kind of cool. And here's what I want to do too. Let's do one more. We have time for one more Lebowski clip, I think.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do the toe. This is the dude and Walter sitting at a counter. The dude has received a toe that they think was cut off from Bonnie Lebowski, the Big Lebowski's wife, who wasn't really kidnapped. She kidnapped herself and she's trying to extort money from her husband. They sent her a toe. And the dude is freaking out over this little toe with John Goodman at a lunch counter in L.A.
That wasn't her toe, dude.
Whose toe was it, Walter?
Should I know? I do know that nothing about it indicates...
Man, the nail polish, Walter.
Fine, dude. As if it's impossible to get some nail polish applied to someone else's toe.
Someone else? Where the f*** are they going to get...
You want a toe? I can get you a toe. Believe me. There are ways, dude. You don't want to know about it, believe me.
Yeah, but Walter.
Hell, I can get you a toe by 3 o'clock this afternoon with nail polish.
So great. I can get you a toe by 3 o'clock this afternoon with nail polish. hey, tonight was a fun night. It's always fun to do Nightlight and just kind of end our day talking about fun stuff like this. But I want to thank my guest tonight from UWGB, Jay Finnerty. It was nice to meet Jay. He was a great guest tonight. Anya Esther from the Maggie Don, the producer of the Maggie Don Show and a writer in her own right. Anya filled us in about this U2 at the Sphere. That sounds amazing. And Jorge Reyna, the the host of Mad Unity, which follows Nightlight momentarily. So if you're in the Madison area, stick around for Mad Unity. Thank you all for your texts. So much fun tonight with the texts. People writing like long, serious, awesome memories. Absolutely loved it. Join me tomorrow. I'll be back for more Nightlight. I hope you will too. This is Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good night, Wisconsin.